LEAD stands for Law Enforcement Assisted Diversion. Under the program, police may assist individuals in trouble by getting them connected with professional help. But it's different than drug court, which makes arrangements for help after the person has been arrested.
The police officer who comes upon the individual after they've committed a low-level crime makes the decision to divert this person and not arrest this person. So that's the main difference. Drug courts deal with people who've been arrested. This program, pre-arrest.
That's Erie County District Attorney John Flynn, who welcomed guests from Albany, one of only three cities in the nation that have a LEAD program, to share their story. They spoke of how the community came to look at drug abuse and addiction as a health crisis before a criminal issue. It also fostered more understanding between police and community. Dr. Alice Green, executive director of the Center for Law and Justice in Albany, says LEAD keeps police accountable because the program collects data that allows the community to know if police are using the program fairly.
And a lot of times it would allow us to go back to the police department and to LEAD and say, something's wrong here. We're not diverting as many people of color as we thought. They look at all of the demographics and say, what are we doing here? And we look at who's not diverted and who is diverted.
Flynn is in favor of bringing the idea to Buffalo and Erie County, but he first has a few more questions for his Albany peers about setting up a model, including how to choose caseworkers and how they'll be funded.
We can then have a heart-to-heart, nuts-to-bolts conversation as to how this is working in Albany, and can this work in Buffalo? So that's the next step.
According to the Drug Policy Alliance, Ithaca and New York City have also expressed interest in forming LEAD programs. So too have San Francisco, Philadelphia, Portland, Maine, and Houston. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.